All right, catching up with Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Get a Southern Marquette County Ice Fishing Report. How's it going, man?
It's going good. Just another beautiful day down here in downtown Gwynn. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. You know, this weather pattern's really strange. I don't ever remember this long a stretch, a multiple week stretch of such mild temperatures in January, late January at that. And it seems like it's gotten better over the weekend. Last week, I did not have that good of reports late in the week, but it sounds like this weekend things picked up, and I want to talk about, you know, what they're catching, obviously where. But let's start with the ice conditions. It's a slush fest out there, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely could use some solid cold weather. Let's hope it doesn't wind up like last year all over again, because that sure was one heck of a mess out there. So, yeah, basically lots of slush, as everybody knows. All the fresh snowfall that we had gotten pretty much settled on top of the ice. It's created a very slushy mess out there. Underneath it, prior to the snow, you know, the ice was solid. It was slick. You wanted to use spikes and stuff. So a few inches of slush on the top. Parking lots are obviously a disaster as well. Plenty of ice, though, out there. Most of the anglers that are stopping in at the bait store have either some sort of side-by-side four-wheeler or snow machine, so they were able to get those out there. No worries of falling through. Just you may get stuck once or twice, so have a buddy to help you. But overall, the fishing's still doing good over here in Gwynn.
That's what I'm hearing. You know, the bad news is, how bad do you want it? Because it's going to be some work with the slush. But I'm hearing they are catching some good fish. And I'm not just talking one type either. I heard good pike, good trout, good panfish and perch. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, we can start at them all, because I'm hearing the exact same thing. You know, it's been a good winter overall here in the Gwynn Forsyth area for ice fishing. Good numbers of everything. Exactly like you said, how bad do you want it? I think almost anywhere you're going to go fishing, you're going to be dealing with some sort of slush. Some spots you're more fortunate that you don't have to walk out as far. You know, East Bass, Big Shag are both good options for that, to where you don't have to tread out too terribly far to get out on a good bite.
So I'm assuming you're selling a lot of bait?
Yeah, we had actually sold out of Wigglers over the weekend. We got our bait coming in Tuesday. We'll be freshly restocked on the single spawn eggs. I know we had some anglers going out to Munising and getting on the whitefish, so we've got a big order of the red single spawn eggs and some of the orange single spawn eggs, because I know that's been a well-asked for thing. So come Tuesday, we'll be freshly stocked up with the Wigglers, the spawn, and then we've had lots of minnows. You know, we made sure this year to overstock as opposed to understock, so we haven't had a problem as far as selling out of minnows, so we've always got the fresh live minnows. Yeah, we'll be fully stocked Tuesday.
All right, well, you mentioned several lakes, East Bass, Big Shag, and I know there's a handful of other ones. Could we get back with you later this hour and get specific?
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you then. Let's talk some fishing.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle in Southern Marquette County, and we'll continue this ice fishing report, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.